Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Steffen. And you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to feel the instant relief and tune in to your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time and 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. On The Truth is Funny, I am going to share the stories with you of visionaries, authors, and speakers that I have met along my travels, sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen as a certified Yuen Method practitioner instructor. They are here to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. Today, we have a special show happening. We have, at the request of our listeners, they wanted an opportunity to experience the instant relief of the Yuen Method. And so the universe, when you ask, you shall receive. So my guest today is fellow certified Yuen Method practitioner, Phil Free. And we met way back in 2008 at certification of the Yuen Method when we were working together, and we've been working together ever since then. So Phil is also father of four daughters and is a very talented musician. Warm welcome to Phil Free to The Truth is Funny. Hi, Phil. How are you this morning?
Hi, and thanks. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm really good. Yeah, it's been a busy week for me. A lot of people expressing the same thing when I work with them energetically, that it seems like everything's traveling really, really fast. And as you know, with the Yuen Method, we like to travel fast. It's at quantum speed, the energetic shifts and that. I was just wondering if you would share how you became a Yuen Method practitioner and how you were introduced to it.
Sure. Well, I was introduced to it back in 1998, it was, through a brother of mine who had come across Dr. Yuen, and he recommended him to me. So I took a trip to L.A., and I was suffering from congestion, basically, and my doctor had diagnosed me with pollen allergies, excuse me. But anyway, I went to the session, and half an hour later, I was just about 100% clear. He gave me a couple of homeopaths to take, which I took for 2 weeks, and by the time I was done taking them, I was 100% clear. So I was definitely interested. I stayed in touch, and I ordered a book. I started that way, learning through a book, but it's really hard to do it that way. So eventually, when he started doing workshops around and he was in my town, in my city, I took advantage of that and I started going to workshops and started doing that until I was certified and beyond.
Cool. Yeah. So when I met you, it was at certification in 2008. And I remember I have a tendency to do this where I scan the room to see who is really good at what they're doing, because you can energetically get in touch with that. And, you know, I think it was not shortly after that I had received an email from you saying, would you like to work together? And I was looking for someone to work with also, just to you know, not so much practice it, because once you understand how to do this, you don't really need to practice it, but you put it into practice so that you start using this method you know, on a day-to-day basis throughout the entire day and shift energy to improve every single day of your life. So, you know, this method has improved my life in so many ways, which is why I'm out here sharing this information with as many people as I can, just to let everybody know that we're infinite beings, you know, and we have infinite potential, and that if we use that infinite potential, life is easier. So, what is your experience? How has it benefited your life, and how is it benefiting your family?
I would say at this point, I would say it's relatively indispensable, if not completely. It's something I utilize for all kinds of problems, for issues with my family, whether it's, concerns with, dynamics between the people, or it's a goal that people want to accomplish, or myself. So it's really, I don't limit myself in how I use this, but I definitely use this every day, and I definitely use it to help those around me and those who ask for it and are looking for it.
That's something that when we first started working together, when there's a lot happening in your life and there's a lot going on, and especially when you have children and you're, you know, working with them, and you have young daughters, how has that benefited them, especially like in their health?
Well, I mean, often I'm the first person they turn to when they have a concern with their health, so that's very beneficial. There's a lot of illnesses that we've treated through their lives using this method, so they're very familiar with it. We use it for everything, you know, whether it's the cold or whether they got a hurt falling down or something like that. So I can't answer for them for sure, but I would say that they, from my perspective, it seems like they benefit a lot from it.
Yeah, with, also with my family, sometimes it feels like, it can be, you know, something happens and there's, you know, a lot of people around you are panicking and, you know, I've, you know, coming across, accident scenes and, different things like that. It seems like, for myself, ever since I've started, you know, really, addressing my own, taking responsibility for, what's going on in my own reality. And, then it's like you can be calm no matter what happens around you, even if there's a lot of chaos around you. And so for yourself, you're also a very talented musician. How are you using this for your music?
Well, I would say the application process is the same whether you're using it for music or for an injury or an issue that's bothering you. So for me, I use it whether I want to accomplish a goal with music, or I feel like I want to bring my level up, whether it's guitar playing or anything. And I just, same thing, I use, you know, I just observe myself and use this method to shift the energy so that I essentially don't have the bothers that I used to have when I approach, you know, when I pick up my guitar the next time or whatever it is. So every time I notice something, I can change that very, very quickly. And that helps me improve faster. It helps me get past blocks and accomplish goals and other things like that.
Yeah, and for your creativity, how does it affect your creativity?
Well, it affects it in the sense that when I'm not feeling the issues, or when I've addressed the issues through using this method, then it really feels like energy really flows. I would use the word synchronistic. It seems like life becomes very, very synchronistic, from moment to moment. And, that, you know, envelops the creative side of life. So, that's the funnest time, honestly, for me, is when I feel like, there's that flow, that every moment, is very alive and happening. even the slower moments.
Yeah, I've had people show up at my demos and, you know, then email me or phone me and say, you know, I had one girl that wanted to be a model and she ended up 3 days later getting a contract in New York. And then she also, I've had other people who are doing beautiful paintings and all sorts of amazing things that they didn't even realize that they could. And so it's really very cool that, you know, you can use this in this way. And even just by sitting in the audience and just sort of listening to a demonstration, that you would end up being able to increase your ability to do anything. I've had one lady that I know right now is painting amazing masterpieces after taking a level one seminar, and she had no idea she could. And so it's kind of, for myself, I also do paintings, and I've noticed a huge increase in my creativity too. So what else are you, when you've been using this method with other people, when we come back, what I'd like to do, because we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, I'd like to open the phone lines and let everybody sort of phone in if you have an issue that you would like to address. What Phil and I would like to do is just like get some real energy moving here. We have worked together for quite some time, and we just would tune in to whatever the problem is for anyone, and then just shift it for you as quickly as we can. And so you are listening right now to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and we are going to take a break. When we return, we will open the phone lines to our listeners. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
To The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel, every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Hi. Hi, we're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. And my guest today is a fellow UN Method practitioner, Phil Free. He is joining us today to shift some serious energy. But before we continue, for the listeners to phone in, you need a phone number. So here's a phone number for you to call. It's 1-401-322-9091. And I also, in the while we're waiting here, I would just like to get you, Phil, to just share with us the best way to reach you if anyone would like to connect with you after this radio show.
Sure. They can reach me at whatphil@hotmail.com, which is whatphil@hotmail.com.
Cool. Okay, so when I put this out there for callers to call in, I didn't realize that I hadn't shared the phone number. So in the meantime, what I was thinking we can do is just tune in to this group listening right now and to the people that will be listening later. Many people listen after the show. So I just want to explain that when we tune in together, what we're doing is we're kind of pulling the energy in and we're just checking in to what's going on with people. And so what we're going to do is just kind of do a group clearing for everybody that is listening in, that will be listening in, and we'll just do that. And in the meantime, the phone number is 1-401-322-9091. And so, Phil, what are you picking up right now?
All right, for this group. So, I when it's so general and we haven't, spoken to anybody, or we're not dealing with a live crowd or in-person crowd, a lot of times I'll start with just general things, I will look at just go back to the basics essentially. So we're just going to look at how they feel. Are they balanced essentially? Are they neutral? Very, very, very basic things like that. Does the group feel strong to those things? So yeah, obviously it's a very general statement. So, the answer could be very specific, or it could be, just kind of an idea. But anyway, so that's how, in this case, I'll just get started with just these basic things. And then as soon as I feel something, I will just change that energy really quick if it's not strong.
So right now what I'm getting a lot of calls from people. There's a lot of people right now that are really feeling that there's so much change happening, and there's just been a lot of overwhelm. So I just, when it comes to overwhelm, we want to make sure that, our body and our mind and our spirit are very centered and stable and balanced, so that we're always in a place where our internal boundaries are really, really strong. So we want to strengthen for everybody. If you think about your body, mind, and spirit as a triad, strengthening those internal boundaries kind of and the external boundaries, so that your body, mind, and spirit are very even and centered and stable and balanced, and that anything that's coming from inside of you, any sabotage that might be coming from your mind or any spiritual experiences that are bothering you, that you would be strong to all of that, and then also to the collective influence. So all of the energy coming in, all of the information that we receive in this day and age. So we just want to be strong to that information. A lot of it is misinformation. A lot of it is misinterpreted and misrepresented. And so people have a tendency to want to relax themselves when they are in a position where they are having a lot of misinformation that is being put to them. So let's just strengthen everybody to that any dynamics coming from outside of you would be just go through you, and that you wouldn't have to, that there would be nothing that would make you absolutely fall apart. So that you're, if there's any overwhelm that anyone is feeling as you're listening right now, and this is what I've been getting a lot of phone calls from people and emails, that they just feel like everything's just in overwhelm, and that it doesn't matter how many minutes there are in the day, that it's just not being, you know, that we're just not able to handle, like get the same things done. And so this is, we just want to make sure that everybody's strong to being able to handle that energy and that nothing would make anyone fall apart, and just being really strong to the speed that the earth is traveling at, and have the earth be strong to the speed that we're traveling at so that we're in sync with her. We live in a third dimensional world, so we want to make sure that we can produce on this third dimensional world. So while I've been talking here, Phil's been doing a lot of underneath shifting of energy, because I could feel that happening. So what are you picking up now, Phil?
Well, I've already dealt with it, so usually when I clear it, it kind of goes out of my mind. So that's the case.
So what's next then? What's the next weakness you're picking up?
So, well, nervous energy. So there's a lot of nervousness in the world, so we're just going to be neutral to that, same thing, and look at the reasons why that is and shift the energy. So... in this case, you know, we can apply a triad, as you put it, of tension, relaxation, and effort here to increase our calmness. So that's what I'm doing. And then increase our awareness as well, which is also a triad of conscious, subconscious, and non-conscious. And also people's concerns with time, whether it's the past, present, or future. So when we don't have concerns with time, then we can live our life in freedom.
And one of the things that's really cool is if you energetically shift yourself into a place where you don't let time bother you, what happens is you start being able to use time very efficiently. And with this method, what is happening is everything's kind of happening, you know, quantum speed. So for myself, I've, I'm in a position now where I have, I have a lot done. I get a lot done in one day, and I get a lot done in a week, because there's so, it's like I'm always tuned in to what would be the most efficient thing for me to do in this moment. So it's kind of like if you think about having, you know, like that far future goal that everybody has, you know, like you might have a goal that you're striving for, and that goal might just be to have a peaceful life, you know, and to be really balanced in all areas of your life, and to, you know, be successful in all areas. So if we're in a place where we can be strong to that far future goal, we also want to be strong to take in consistent steps of action based on our intuition in the immediate future, so that, you know, we're always taking a step towards our goal. And even if it's a small thing like getting up and brushing your teeth in the morning. So we just strengthen that for you and everyone else, that that, you know, taking these consistent steps of action. And then for us that are listening, when I say you, for everybody that's listening right now, and then for everybody that's listening after, and also for the entire world, for us to be able to take consistent steps of action towards that peacefulness, you know, to that, to making this, you know, to our perception enjoying this world that we live on and in. So what are you picking up now, Phil?
So you mentioned, the brushing teeth, and that's like part of the daily life routine. So, I was tuning into daily life routine issues that were coming up.
Well, when you think about all the people that, you know, are, you know, they have getting ready in the morning, going to work, many people are going to a job that, you know, that they're not really strong to, and, you know, getting the kids ready for school and all of the things that people do every day just to, you know, earn their way. So that daily routine, when we strengthen that, we want to strengthen also, I'm picking up the levels of influence and the areas of life, so that every single step that we take during the day would be a step towards better.
Right. Well, I think you were touching on something that I think is very important for people to understand, is that a lot of times, like as we go through our daily life routine and we struggle with it, the tendency for a lot of people and mine for a long time was to try to fight ourselves out of that situation. So if I don't like it, you want to make it go away, you want to wish it away, or things like that. And in this method, and using this method, it's sort of like easing out of it rather than fighting it. And so it's very, very useful, because all of a sudden, rather than saying, oh, well, I can't do this anymore, you find what's bothering you about the situation more specifically. And stop listening to the initial reactions. You go beyond the initial reactions. You observe yourself and you observe your own energy. Or a person can do that. And that's really, yeah. And they can change it really fast. So that's how we apply it to everyday stuff.
Okay, so we have a listener from Europe call it in. But what we're doing right now is we're just going to go to a short break. And so whoever you are calling in, please hold on. This is Colette Stephan. You are listening to The Truth is Funny. And when we return, Phil and I are going to rejoin forces to get some shift happening here with this caller that called in. We'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping your word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years experience. Visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app. Keeping your word, changing your life forever.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Questions in consciousness. People just like you who want to shift and change what isn't working for them, who want to shift and change what isn't working on the planet. Questions. That's about shifting and changing whatever isn't working for you. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. Questions in consciousness. A telecall with like-minded people from all around the world, which gives you the place and space to ask what isn't working for you.
For more information, go to questionsinconsciousness.net. That's questionsinconsciousness.net.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, we're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan, and my guest today is Phil Free, and we've opened the phone lines, so you're welcome to call in with your issue. If you have anything that's bothering you or you have a goal that you want to move towards more quickly, right now we do have a caller from Europe calling in. Hello.
Hello.
Who do we have here?
This is V from Europe calling.
Hello, V.
I would like first to thank you very much, Colette, because I had this fantastic opportunity to discover the UN method in your company, and this was back in December 2012. And after I had 3 months of reluctant cystitis, the most painful one I ever had in my life, and trying everything possible around me, including energy work, you actually, in maybe 2 minutes, literally free me from that very, very annoying thing. So I wanted to tell that on the radio, that everybody can know about this miraculous work that you do and the UN method as well.
It took me 2 whole minutes. With Phil on here, we should be able to take that down to halftime. So, what can we help you with today?
As you very very beautifully named, the second part is my goal. I am planning to change direction of work and start something completely new that I never tried in my life before. And I am stepping on, you know, in the process of having this partnership, which I wish will get positive answer, to do this film project with someone who is very far away in Australia. So I think I would, I'm going from high hopes to, this is completely ridiculous and not rational, and, you know, all these things going on. So
what we're going to do is we're going to turn you over to Phil here. Phil? What are you picking up energetically? Like, she's kind of on a roller coaster of feeling ridiculous and feeling inspired, basically.
Right. Well, I feel like that's pretty common. So, same thing. You know, when the experience itself doesn't bother us of going up and down, we're actually, it's easier to glide through it, to actually choose a path, and not let a path choose us. So, in her case, we're just gonna clear a little bit of anxiety, fear, and just other issues she has with accomplishing dreams and goals of hers. That's a weakness for a lot of people in this world, actually accomplishing what they want to accomplish. So, we find all kinds of reasons to self-sabotage. So we're just going to take some of those out of the equation, so she doesn't need to self-sabotage. Just a few other basic little things coming up. So, also, she's mentioned her partner. So, same thing. If we're going to pair up with people or partner up with other people, we want that relationship to be strong, the communication to be strong, both verbal and nonverbal communication. We want the goals to be aligned, strong with each other's goals and the company's goals or whatever it may be, the project's goals. And then, you know, any project wants to be strong to its audience. So if they're looking to have an audience with a movie, it sounds like, then that it's strong to the viewers, and the viewers are strong to the producers, and et cetera, and the whole process that goes with that. So I don't have to name it all. So I'll stop there, let Colette take over a little bit here.
Okay, we'll check in with you, V. See, how are you feeling right now?
It feels fantastic. It feels like it's like a big plate, you know, and there are dishes coming on the plate. This is wonderful. about the money, how is the situation about the money?
Okay, so getting the are you talking about having the money to invest in this?
Yeah, I mean to travel that far away and, you know, organizing the thing, and yes.
Okay, so let's strengthen that for you. What's coming up for the number one weakness that I'm picking up right now is that you have a weakness to investing in yourself, that it would be ridiculous to invest in yourself. And in actual fact, the best investment that anyone can make is an investment in yourself. Many times it may seem as though we are, you know, what we're doing is kind of crazy, or it's a little bit off when we're following our intuition. You know, many, many other people in the world are following their logic. And, you know, anytime you think about something for any extended amount of time, you're going to sabotage yourself. So you're, that's why it's so important that we can let go of, if we have thoughts about not being, it's coming up deserving to invest in yourself. So let's just strengthen you to that. And everybody that's listening in here, pull that energy together. We all deserve to have all the best stuff in life. Every single, each and every one of us deserves the best. And so we just strengthen that, and that the best investment that we can make is to invest in ourselves, so that we are always using all our potential, instead of being kind of stagnated and settling for, you know, the common goals that, you know, that an average person has. And that's not that those goals are not worthy or anything like that. It's just that most people only use about 3 to 4% of their potential. And, you know, you can actually tune into 100% and then get it to infinity and beyond. And that's way, way, way more fun. So let's just strengthen you to that, that any investment you make in yourself, that you are going to benefit from it, that other people are going to benefit from it, and the entire universe is going to benefit from it, so that, you know, the energy is win-win-win for everybody. So we'll just strengthen that for you and for everyone else listening in, and then we'll just ask Phil now what are you picking up here?
Well, I was picking up a lot of the same as what you were. And
surprise.
Yeah, what a surprise. So I think you covered, or it feels as though you covered most of the bases there. Why don't you ask her how she feels about it?
Yeah, how is it now?
It's good. It's good. It's just I want to really visualize that how do you call the people who put money in movies? Producers are going to come.
Okay. So as soon as you said visualize like that, you know, visualization takes time. So you don't want to just be able to see it. You also want to be able to feel it. So you want to, you know, actually feel yourself connecting with these people and actually feel yourself as if you already have done it. And that you're already in conversation with them. And we'll just strengthen that. And then strengthen that you let go of all expectations of how is this going to happen. You just know it. You know, you have an understanding, an expectation that it will happen. But you're not going to try and control how it happens and being in control of that. So we just strengthen you to that. Sometimes the most amazing things happen when we're least expecting it. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, when I met you, that's what happened.
Well, thank you. That's a huge compliment. How does it feel to you now?
It feels great. It feels wonderful. I feel I'm surrounded by a lot of beautiful energy. Yeah, yeah. I feel good. There was a last little thing coming up, like a little cherry on top of the cake. it's gone. It's all right.
That was Phil. I'm just going to explain that. Sometimes what happens is, when we're working energetically and something gets cleared, this has happened because Phil and I work quite a bit together. It happens quite often. We'll just say, what were we working on? So, Phil, what were we working on?
Like I said, I mean, once we've cleared it, usually it's out of the mind. So even I'm already beyond whatever we were just working on a few seconds ago.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the thing when you are working together like this, it's really powerful to have both, you know, both of us kind of tuning in and getting into this place where we can just shift it really quickly. And many, many times people will forget, or they will be in a position where, you know, they'll start to laugh hysterically when they were crying because it's like, wow, what did I just, you know, like, I just, you know, it just, the relief that you feel when you let something go that is bothering you instantly like that is such a pleasant experience. So how are you feeling about your project now?
Well, I'm ready to ride the dragon. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, I love dragons.
I know.
That's cool. So what else, Phil? Just before, we're going to be going to break pretty quick here, but we just, is there any cleanup here? Is there anything that we...
I learned a whole month of high bronchitis, lungs. Maybe I could tell you that.
Okay, so... when you tune into that bronchitis, Phil.
Who is it? Who had the bronchitis?
Same lady.
It's the same lady. She's had bronchitis.
Okay. Okay, so this person has the issue with breath, so breathing and air and other issues that we're just not mentioned to. Sometimes it's quicker to say that than mention a whole string of issues. The other people around her and then her own thoughts. Okay. So that's about it.
Good. Cool.
Thanks so much, Phil.
That, you know, when you started to do that cough, you know, when you tune in, a lot of the times, what I was picking up is that, you know, it's about more like swallowing wrong rather than, you know, actually coming from your lungs. So having to swallow back some words and then we are going to, just strengthen that, you know, you don't have to hold yourself back in any way, that you could speak your truth about this and move forward. So that will, take care of the underlying issues around the bronchitis. And so I just want to ask Phil, before we go to break, can you please share your contact information one more time for our listeners?
Sure. They can send me an email at whatphil@hotmail.com, whatphil@hotmail.com.
All right. And thank you so much, V. Have a wonderful day. And this is Colette Steffen with The Truth is Funny. We're taking a break. And when we return, we will continue on the Higher Self Network, where shift happens.
Cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit The Truth is Funny.
Questions in Consciousness. People just like you who want to shift and change what isn't working for them, who want to shift and change what isn't working on the planet. Questions. That's about shifting and changing whatever isn't working for you. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. Questions in Consciousness. A telecall with like-minded people from all around the world, which gives you the place and space to ask what isn't working for you.
For more information, go to questionsinconsciousness.net. That's questionsinconsciousness.net.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London.
Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
This is Colette Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. We're back, and we have a caller on the line here by the name of Marcus. Can you please say hello?
Yes, how you doing, Colette?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Pretty good.
What can Phil and I address for you right now?
Lately I've been feeling kind of stuck financially, and as far as in relationships and in career and purpose. So I was wondering if Phil could help boost some energy toward that.
All right, cool. So, Phil, what are you feeling here?
All right, so I'm sensing the connection between relationship and career purpose. So when those, that they're weakening each other, in other words. So we're going to just strengthen those two as a combo. So they would do work hand-in-hand a lot of times anyway. So in every in every business, there's relationships, and even in every interaction in life, it's a relationship. So just strengthen relationships. And again, we're just going to do a few basic things that is going to go faster than I can mention. So I'm just going to do that really quick. And then, we're just going to change a little bit of the misconceptions misinformation and the belief around those things and limitations. And then some of the same sort of shifts as the other lady in terms of the goals, same things there. So I'm not going to mention them all again, but just trying to work quickly here. So
yeah, Marcus, how are you feeling right now? Are you perceiving a change at all?
Yeah, I feel somewhat a little calmer.
Okay, calmer. And so, what is your number one thing that you're coming up against over and over again? Because I'm getting it's a recycling pattern that you're repeating.
Finances.
but what are you doing in your finances or not doing in your finances? Because that's what's coming up. It's coming up spiritual experiences of recycled energy. And a lot of this is actually not coming from you. It's coming from your ancestors, from the past. So, we'll just strengthen you to all of that, so that your boundaries are really strong. As I said, just making sure that your body, mind, and spirit are strong no matter what, and that any external dynamics that are coming at you, the fear of a lot of people around you, there's a weakness just, are you from Georgia, are you?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just picking up just Georgia itself, that there's an underlying a nervousness is what I'm getting about the economy and about survival. And so it just strengthens you to everything that you need, everything you don't need, everything you want, everything you don't want, and then getting what you want. You have a bit of a weakness to getting what you want. So we want to strengthen you to, being strong to, saying, okay, I want this, taking the consistent steps of action towards the goal. And then, if you don't want it after you get it, if you've ever had someone you really wanted something for your birthday or for Christmas, and then you get it, and then you don't want it anymore, sometimes what's coming up also, commitment. So, sometimes we'll make a commitment and then we'll be like, oh man, you're really excited about the commitment. But then when you're in it, it's kind of like, oh, what have I done? So it's just coming up like sabotage from the spirit and from the mind. So just strengthen you to have those dynamics. From the collective influence, from everybody around you, just go straight through you, except for money. We'll get money just to stick to you, like in those money machines. So that stuck feeling. So if you're going to have anything stick to you and be stuck, let's get you stuck to money. How does that feel?
It was much better.
What are you picking up now, Phil?
All right, so Okay. It's about listening to yourself and learning to feel yourself as well. So feeling the difference between what you feel strong about and what you don't feel strong about. That when you have that and you're honest with yourself and you're not using any of the false tools like denial or suppression or numbing yourself or lying to yourself, then you will really be your own authority. And that's essentially the goal. We're all looking for self-mastery in a sense. So right now there's been an issue with listening to others. Like, who do I listen to? Whose advice do I follow? And who do I not? The ideal place to be where you can feel that answer inside of you. And so I'm just going to help you with that so that you can find your answers, not find them, hear them, so that you can hear your own answers and you can differentiate between what feels like a strong answer and what isn't a strong answer. And then you're just going to go what you feel strong about, whether it's a decision of who to work with, what business to go into, how to deal with your money, what to spend on, or anything like that. You're just going to be more aware of what you feel strong about and what you don't, and you'll make stronger decisions from here on out.
Cool. So how do you feel, Marcus?
I feel much better, you know what I'm saying? A little more clarity.
Yeah, so it's kind of about being your own expert. And, you know, many times in business, there's certain, you know, we may need to hire an expert, like a lawyer, to do a transaction for us or et cetera. So if you are getting in touch with experts, you just want to strengthen yourself that you're going to choose the best expert to facilitate what you're doing and to move forward. And that's also about just strengthening all those relationships with all the people that you, is there a particular business or something that you're wanting to get into?
Well, that's the problem. I've been a little confused as far as what type of business to start.
Okay, so what we want to do is we want to strengthen you to like the trends like that's coming up, so that you just go to tune in to the infinite field, like to tune into that energy field. The best way to do that is to pull your energy in and to feel your spine and feel your physical potential, so at the base of your spine, and feel that energy running up really quick, so that you can feel whether or not energetically you're strong or you're weak to something. So it just strengthen you to being able to identify that for yourself. And so start taking notice. The universe will send you little hints, to facilitate this for us. I just purchased a house that's one block off of Colette Road. So, as I was driving by, so I saw that and it was the house I've been looking for. And, so it's kind of, I just caught it out of the corner of my eye. And so this is really just strengthening you to that the signs that the universe is sending you, and that you would see any problem as more an opportunity. So any problem would become a challenge. And then you would have the opportunity to see any possibility in that. Let's just strengthen you to be invincible, that it's inevitable that you'll achieve your goal. And number one is if you start eliminating what you don't want, I'm getting that you'll be, the opposite of, many times the opposite of what we want is what we want is the opposite of what we don't want. So how are you feeling about that now?
Feeling much stronger.
Good, cool. So I really want to thank you, Phil, for coming on The Truth is Funny. I really enjoyed, connecting with the callers and clearing some energy like we have. If anyone wants to connect with me, you can reach me on Facebook, Twitter, all the social media, thetruthisfunny.com and at crystallinevision.com. You can sign up for my new newsletter at The Truth is Funny, and you receive a free gift. And also, I have some upcoming seminars and some free demos that I will be hosting in Toronto and in Ottawa. And also this afternoon, I will be interviewed by Adele O'Dunton. So I'm going to shift gears, and that will be at 1:00. You can find the information about that on crystallinevision.com. And also, I want to thank you, Phil, and thank all the listeners for listening in. And we will... And just wanted to just tune into you one more time here so you can say goodbye to the listeners.
Sure. Thanks for having me. And thanks for to those who called in and those who are listening.
Oh, cool. It was fun to do. It's fun to energetically connect in this way with the people that are listening in, and then also with a fellow practitioner. It makes it really special for me, and I really thank you for coming on the show. Thank you to all the callers. I want to just be strong throughout this next week. We'll be back next week. And thank you so much for showing up. And, you know, I'm The Truth is Funny is on every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, and also 11 o'clock Eastern time. So we're going to go say goodbye for now. And when, you know, we'll look forward to connecting with all of you again on next Wednesday. So bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love. Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car.
stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.